Local law enforcement agencies were involved in a high-speed pursuit that happened yesterday afternoon that even went through downtown Lamar's. Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was advised of a stolen vehicle from Sioux City at around 2:45 p.m. The vehicle was reported to be on a County Road K-22 near County Road C-44. Deputies and Iowa State Patrol troopers responded to that area. Plymouth County deputies located the vehicle traveling east on Highway 3 from County Road K-42, about 5 miles west of Lamar's. Deputies attempted to stop the vehicle near Jet Road or West Lamar's. The driver failed to stop, and a pursuit then ensued. The vehicle traveled through Lamar's on Highway 3 or Plymouth Street and continued heading east on 180th Street. The vehicle continued to travel on rural Plymouth County roads until it started east on County Road C-16 just north of Remsen. Near the intersection of County Road C-16 and Almond Avenue, the Iowa State Patrol used the Pursuit Intervention Technique, or PIT, maneuver, and the vehicle then ended up in a ditch. A driver was taken into custody without further incident. A driver has been identified as 27-year-old Denise Sanchez of South Dakota. Sanchez has been charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, which is a Class C felony, eluding while participating in a felony, a Class D felony, and a charge of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated on a first offense, a serious misdemeanor. Plymouth County Sheriff's Office says that additional traffic charges will also be filed after the investigation is complete. Speeds during that pursuit in the rural part of Plymouth County reached approximately 112 miles an hour. Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Lamar's and Remsen Police Departments and the Iowa State Patrol. Labor Day is thought of as the unofficial end of summer as we celebrate with picnics, barbecues, swimming, and road trips. But be aware as you travel this holiday weekend, as Labor Day weekend is one of the deadliest times of the year in terms of drunk driving fatalities. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Carrie Yaniff.
Yes, usually Labor Day is probably one of the most deadliest three-day weekends that we have, not just nationally, but within the state of Iowa also. So I would say it probably ranks up there in the top five for sure, unfortunately, for the number of fatalities crashes that we've had. So just even back in 2019, 451 fatalities nationwide that happened. And that's just due to just impaired driving.
Trooper Yaniff tells of what is fairly typical in terms of what occurs on the highways during the long holiday weekend.
I'd say probably, obviously, with the high number of traffic, everyone's probably doing their last hurrah for the summer because school has just started. They're probably bringing their boats home because they probably can't get back up, you know, to the lakes to get things done. So, or they're just having that family gathering because it's probably a nice weekend. And usually people see the increase in the speeds during that time. I'd say probably over 90% of fatality crashes is caused by speed. And then you look at just the fact of impaired driving, just not for drinking and driving for alcohol, but also people that are doing drugs also causes those crashes too.
Back in 2019 in Iowa, there were 6 fatalities over the three-day Labor Day weekend. 3 of those fatalities involved a drunk driver. Yaniff says that extra patrol units will be on the highways throughout the holiday weekend watching for impaired motorists.
Yes, we'll do that. In fact, STEP week starts this coming Monday, and we'll go until the following Monday or Tuesday. So that whole week, you'll see an increase of traffic enforcement happening during that time.
The STEP program referenced by Yaniff stands for Special Traffic Enforcement Program. Yaniff says that law enforcement patrol units will also be looking for speeders, as well as distracted drivers and those that may be on their phones texting. Yaniff reminds motorists to drive sober, stay within the speed limits, buckle up, and put the phone down. Thursday was to have been the kickoff to the Lamar's United Way campaign with a golf tournament. Unfortunately, rainy weather had officials postpone the golf tournament, now rescheduled for Tuesday, September 14th, at the Willow Creek Golf Club at Lamar's. Janelle Bixelman is the chair for this year's Lamar's United Way campaign. She says that United Way has a mission to help with emergency services and to also help children.
Well, the golf tournament is not the biggest fundraiser for United Way. It's kind of a kickoff for our fundraising season. And typically in the fall is when we kick off our campaigns with our area businesses and their employees. And it's through these campaigns that we are able to raise dollars to support agencies in Plymouth County that focus on 2 areas, helping to grow children to be stronger adults, and emergency services, and those are our two areas of focus. So just for example, we usually support the Red Cross in this area. They've helped with flooding emergencies or fire emergencies, family placements in Plymouth County, those kinds of emergency services. And then we also focus on helping children to grow to be successful adults. And some of the programs that we have supported in that area might be the reading program for, through the Lamar's Public Library, or Big Brothers, Big Sisters is another big program that we support and believe in. So those are some examples, and that's where we focus our funding. But this time of year is when we go out to area businesses in Lamar's mostly and ask them to open their hearts and their wallets to our agencies and our stories. And this is the time when we share with them where that money goes, and we share with them stories about how those funds have made differences in the lives of our friends and neighbors here in Plymouth County.
And I guess, Janelle, the big question a lot of people ask then, that if we're donating to United Way here in Lamar's, that money stays in Lamar's. It doesn't go to Sioux City or elsewhere then, does it?
That's correct. It stays here in Lamar's. Now, there are people who work in Lamar's but live in a different county or a different city, and they are usually able to designate to their local chapter of United Way in that employee campaign. But the same goes for if residents of Lamar's work outside of Lamar's and participate in a United Way campaign at their place of work, they can direct those funds back to the Lamar's United Way.
Okay. Have you established, along with your board, have you established a goal as far as your fundraising activities? What kind of a financial goal do you have for this upcoming campaign year?
You know, Denny, we don't typically focus on a dollar amount or a goal. We usually work to maybe increase participation, maybe get more employees involved. And sometimes there's an attrition, and it doesn't always result in a direct dollar increase, but we do know that we are getting our story out and our vision out, and we are educating people, and that will organically evolve into growth for the United Way. COVID has been very difficult on agencies and on non-for-profits like United Way and those agencies that we serve. But as people are getting back into the workforce, we hope that this year we can recoup some of that. But Lamar's is historically a very, very strong supporter of United Way and really embraces our mission.
And Janelle, how would somebody wants to be involved in the United Way, either as a volunteer or for contributions, donations, where do they go to? How can they get involved?
Sure. If they aren't already being contacted by the United Way, I would say give me a call at 712-540-8339, and I would love to talk with you about how you can contribute either your time, your talents, or your treasures.
All right. Very good. Janelle, anything else we want to mention about the United Way's campaign?
No, we just are really looking forward to another strong year and being able to continue to make our impact in Plymouth County with those children and help, setting them up for success and helping out our community in emergency situations as well.
All right. Well, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Janelle Bixelman, who serves as the chair for the United Way campaign for Lamar's.